This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on the. I was almost into the DJV program and the Good Day Show. All right, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off today. We have the NDA. Yay, yay for NDAs. Non-disclosure agreements. For those of you who don't know what an NDA is, it means I agree to not talk about anything. And it's mostly used in business. We have, I'm working on a business plan with some partners, and whenever we send out information about the company and what we're all about, there's always an NDA that goes with it, which means you can't talk about this with anybody else. In the case of Bloomberg and many other companies, in this circumstance, the NDA applies. It could apply to working conditions. It could apply to any number of things. But in this case, it applies to women who've been concerned about or confronted in some way, shape, or form in the workplace, something negative, and usually it's a sexual innuendo or some sort of sexual thing. I don't think anybody's charging Bloomberg with the stuff that Weinstein got charged with. I don't even know what they are, even if it's him directly. I think there are a few of them that are his, but maybe some others in his company. Am I right on that?
Yeah, he said that on Friday afternoon, he released a statement on his campaign site saying that after reviewing a lot of negative comments, and certainly during the debate when Elizabeth Warren put him on blast for the NDAs, he said that he's done a lot of reflecting on this issue, and that if anybody who has, any woman who has signed an NDA to settle a sexual harassment complaint or any comments, if they were unhappy with something he said or something that went on at the company, he said all they have to do is reach out to the company and they'll be given a release. And so they're free to talk about their experience and talk about their claims. And so this is a direct result, really, of Elizabeth Warren pushing him. And she says that this actually isn't enough, that it needs to be a blanket release. I don't know why she wants to take it further than that, but if these women want to come forward and talk about their experience and what their claim of sexual harassment was about, they are now free to do so. And so Bloomberg says, from now on, running his company, Bloomberg LP, he said, as long as he is the head of the company, they will no longer offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct going forward. So he's actually changing his company's policy, as well as releasing these women if they want to come forward and, you know, speak to the press about what their experience was.
So that mollifies to a point what Elizabeth Warren is running around yakking about. And in some instances, as I look at this stuff,
I know you don't like her, but like as a woman,
she's done anything. She has not. She's been a very poor senator from Massachusetts. She's been, since she became a senator, she'd been running for president. And those are the kind of, I said the same about anybody who's getting paid. Mayor Pete, when he was mayor of South Bend, any of these people, all of them, are getting paid to be representatives of us. And how are they representing us? All they're doing is running for themselves to be president. And that's, I don't see it. I don't like
well,
it.
Well, in this instance, yeah, in this Stop instance, banner. Though, a lot of women have serious issues with the way companies treat claims of sexual harassment. And so in this case, a lot of women are considering Elizabeth Warren to be quite the hero and making not only a presidential candidate come forward and say, all right, fine, I'm changing my policy, I'm releasing these women, but also changing the company's policy. And that's essentially all Elizabeth Warren's credit. And a lot of women are happy about that. I've had plenty of friends. I've had issues too, where you get forced into silence if you want to keep your job, and it's a horrible existence that women have to deal with that
Absolutely.
Men just don't have to deal with.
Yep, I agree with that 100%. And I think, you know, on my own, going back I don't know.
Well, separate from my feelings of Elizabeth Warren as a candidate, I'm happy that she was able to effect change like this.
Yeah, it's good. By the way, Bloomberg says that he has several suitors, and if he wins the presidency, he will sell his business. And he's worth, what is it, $56, $58 billion now? He will probably, if he did sell his company, he'll cross Bezos.
He'll be worth Bezos.
His company's worth about $100 billion. So, think about that for a second. The other thing, I'm thinking about, I know, I'm looking at my Facebook page, and I have said some of my friends were posting a lot of stuff about the various candidates in Massachusetts and who's going to win and who would vote for whom. And there was a whole trail of, you know, Massachusetts. At this point, people still are looking at their favorite daughter, and then they look at Bernie because he's nearby, and Bloomberg is a third. Biden isn't a factor at all. Neither is Mayor Pete. He's not a factor in Massachusetts at all. Neither is Amy Klobuchar. It's like it's those three. We tend to be regional in our thinking. There were a lot of people that were talking about Elizabeth Warren on this thread, and I said, is anybody looking at Bernie? And my pal, who was the chairman of the city council for a couple of years, said, no, I don't see it. So, anyway, I think it's stimulating to look at these things and to think about what it is that all of this means. And the more talk we have about it, the more focus we have on it, the more there's involvement. As you said, Victoria, nothing out of these things that comes out of it is unhealthy. The business about cleaning up, a lot of these guys have to clean up their act. But the other side of it is, and I was thinking about this, and I just started it to say 30 or so years ago, I had somebody who worked for me there was a little tension between the two of us, and it wasn't negative tension, it was positive tension, but it was of a sexual nature. And out of the blue, one day she charged me with sexual harassment. And so the lawyer said to me, you know what, I looked at it, I said to her, what are you talking about? Well, I don't like the way you look at me. Okay, well, maybe then I should say I don't like the way you look at me. But you know what? Men couldn't get any traction then, and if there's somebody who says that, you can carry that suit through. So I had to, she left working for me, and I had to pay her, I forget what it was, a couple hundred bucks, $400 or something, just to have her stop with the stuff, because she threatened me. And I didn't do anything other than sort of respond. There was a flirtation. I've always been a flirt. And there's nothing in my personality. Over the years, I guess I've changed, to become a little less definitive. But in that era, I was kind of a wild Indian. So I don't know. It kind of bothered me that it was that easy, maybe. Was I inappropriate? I don't know. Whether I was or I wasn't, I was being interested, and she returned the favor. But at one point in time, she just... Okay, yeah, I'm going to sue you for sexual harassment. So there's that part of it. There's an element in this that I think, and there are women who have done the same thing. But by and large, when people think of sexual harassment, they think of Harvey Weinstein, or they think of Trump, or they think of some of these people who have been so blatant in their conduct that it overshadows some of the other stuff. I don't see Bloomberg as a lech.
It's interesting because, I think of those people, but I honestly, I think a lot of women probably just think of the normal instances with their own life. I think of people catcalling.
How do you mean,
from,
Kara?
I mean, you talk about when people think of sexual harassment, they think of Harvey Weinstein and people who've done it really, you know, in big ways. I think of, you know, when I walk down the street as a 14-year-old with my mom and someone yells out of the car something at me. Or I think, you know, in the workplace, just those everyday instances where people think it's not a big deal and it happens over and over again. That's kind of the bigger problem.
Well, I think that's right. I think it does happen over and over again. There is there's a trend to it. And I certainly wouldn't want, whether it was my daughter or you or Victoria or anybody that I knew, to have that although sometimes men are so stupid about stuff like that, and they're so insecure in themselves, the only way they can express their interest in you is to be stupid. You know, and that stuff is stupid. It's when they do the physical or the things that are detrimental. You can't get a, I'm not giving you a raise because you won't go to bed with me. You know, stuff like that where it's obvious sexual harassment. That kind of stuff. There's no place for that anywhere, but yet there's plenty of it around. Still, plenty of it around. Maybe less since the Me Too movement started, but there's a, you know, there's still a lot of people, men mostly, who think like thugs. And it's like, you know, they were king of the mountain. And you see that all the time. There's a that movie that's around now called The Assistant. I don't know if you've seen that or not. I saw it, and I thought at first I didn't quite get the message. And then after I thought about it for a while, I did. It was the story of the day in the life of a woman who isn't being sexually harassed, but there's plenty of what's going on in the office leads you to believe that the guy who runs the company, and it's a movie production company, you know, it was thinly removed from the Weinstein case, but you know what they were thinking, the producers were thinking. And it was kind of a glum movie, actually. I also saw the new Liam Neeson movie called Ordinary Love, which is a very poignant story. Now, we talk about all these big action flicks. I don't see a lot of that big violent stuff anymore. But there are a lot of good movies with good messages. Liam Neeson, the woman, I've never seen her before. It was a film that was done in his native Northern Ireland, as a matter of fact, Victoria. And it was very poignant. A very good story about a husband and wife. And the chemistry between the two of them on screen was fabulous. It's just, you know, you think about what happens if. This is a story about a woman who gets cancer and how her husband deals with it. And it was really, Neeson, you know, used to him being those big action flicks. This is a very good, this tested his acting chops, if you will. So, well, here we are at 18 after the hour. Today is the DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it. I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Auburn hair like a sunrise.
The guy's got lots of desire. Such great accomplishments in his life.
He ever seen.
A poet, modern poet. The way he sings his songs, writes his songs.
Butterflies.
As always, and because you listen to his voice because it's so iconic, and then you listen to the words. Willie Nelson is going to be 87 years old in April. Just in time to celebrate that milestone, he's going to release a new album called The First Rose of Spring. The new album marks his 70th studio album.
That's just unbelievable.
It really is. And he delivered the title track to his fans over the weekend, called The First Rose of Spring. You want to crank it up a little, Aaron?
Open his eyes to things he never dreamed.
If he's not on his own, he can still get this. He can still do it. Well, it's not a great performing anymore in front of a crowd. He doesn't have the stamina.
Well, his lungs are, it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. Out of the 11 total songs, Willie recorded a couple of songs he co-wrote with country music producer Buddy Cannon called Blue Star and Love Just Laugh. Those haven't been dropped yet, though, Kara, right?
Yeah, this is the only song from the album that's out yet, yeah.
Right. For the rest of the LP, he puts his own spin on songs like Toby Keith's Don't Let the Old Man In and Chris Stapleton's Our Song. Willie is due for a few live performances this season. He'll hit the road with Chris Stapleton for his All-American Roadshow in Arlington, Texas, starting the 14th of next month. He'll also return as the perennial headliner of his day-long music festival, Luck Reunion. Remember that? We talked about that last week on March 19th. It was on his own ranch where this started, and that's where he's going to be, just outside of Austin, Texas. He'll also share the stage with Neil Young and Stephen Stills at the 6th annual Light Up the Blues benefit concert in L.A. on May 30th. Proceeds going toward the nonprofit Autism Speaks. I think Neil Young has at least one, if not two, autistic children. And he and Young have been friends for years. They worked on Farm Aid when it first got started, 30 or so years ago. And they've been together a lot. Although Willie's personality is much more measured than Neil Young. Neil Young is a crazy man. He really is. He's nuts. Willie's not. But they're both. I think Neil Young is just about 80, it seems to me. He's right in there somewhere, 80, 81.
Really? I thought he was younger.
Well, I thought he was too, but he's he's a contemporary. I remember playing his music when I first got started as a jock in the mid-60s. So he's been around.
He's 74, so he's not, 74. Not quite there yet.
Thank you.
Don't put him in his 80s just yet.
There we go. I'm not quite there yet. 26 after on the DJV program here with Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you focusing on Brandi Carlile. I serve as the official ambassador of Record Store Day this year. Carlile announced her ambassadorship in a video filmed in her attic. Well, she's got a studio in her attic in Seattle. She said, quote, "We've been making the physical manifestation of independent-minded music for over two decades in this space." Her musical hero Elton John often frequents indie record shops as well. What independent record stores do is that, like mine, they archive, they love, they meticulously care for, and make available to you other people's dreams. She shared some of their favorite records, adding, "I've never made an album that we didn't intend to be in an independent record store. Thank you so much for recognizing this love in me and giving us the opportunity. We will not let you down." 13th Annual Record Store Day takes place April 18th at independent shops all around the world. Previous record store ambassadors include Metallica, Dave Grohl, Ozzy Osbourne, Jack White, and some more on that list as well. So, Brandi Carlile.
A lot of special releases, too, will happen.
Yeah.
Like last year, Paul McCartney had a single that was just available on Record Store Day. So a lot of artists are really trying to get behind
paying
this movement.
To it.
Keep these shops open.
Well, there's that. That's helped them a lot, and so has the radio station. They've made these people successful, for sure. 28 after here on the DJV.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes his first official visit to India, leading a 12-member U.S. delegation on a mission that will largely focus on trade. He addressed a packed house shortly after his arrival at the world's largest cricket stadium.
The First Lady and I have just traveled 8,000 miles around the globe to deliver a message to every citizen across this nation. America loves India.
President Trump also saying the U.S. is signing defense and trade deals with India worth $3 billion. Last week, India's cabinet approved a $2.6 billion purchase of Lockheed Martin Seahawk helicopters for the Indian Navy. Fans will be packing the Staples Center today to say a final farewell to Los Angeles Lakers legend Kobe Bryant. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
34 after the hour, the friendly voices from the friendly program. It's the DJV program. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer's off today. Victoria Keelan is here keeping us sharp and on our toes. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Looks like this past weekend was a tough weekend for the Mardi Gras. As it gets started, didn't it start on Ash Wednesday and goes till, what is, I'm trying to remember the timing. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday. And so it's, but it goes up to Lent. I forget the sequence of events in terms of what it means or what it meant when it first got started to religious celebrations, Lent and going into Easter, that sort of thing. I think Lent has begun, has it not?
Not yet.
Oh, it hasn't? Oh.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
And when is that?
This week.
Oh, okay. So anyway, that's a little non-plus. Anyway, the Mardi Gras started this past weekend, correct?
Yeah, well,
New Orleans.
The Mardi Gras, yeah, Mardi Gras celebrations, they have all different types of parades, and so it's basically like the entire month of February at this point. You know, they have so many different ones that are even not part of official Mardi Gras. So, but anyway, the larger story, though, is that two people have died being hit by parade floats, which is not a fun way to go.
No.
So,
they don't go that fast, though. What in the heck happened?
Three people have been injured, two died because they tried to walk in between the floats, and they're hitched together, and they're pulled by tractors. So, they've actually, the two people who died tripped over the hitch, and then they were run over. So now the city of New Orleans has basically said no more tandem floats. So it's just single floats now.
Why don't they keep people off of the roads?
Because there are so many people who cross in and out of the parade that it would be virtually impossible to police that. They wouldn't have enough cops to do it.
Oh.
But this should be a lesson to people that, you know, you shouldn't cross in the middle of a parade route. But I guess people are, you know, not paying attention. Yeah.
Well, that or they think they're bigger than life, or it will not happen. You know, it's not going to happen to me. There are all kinds of people who think that.
Well, I mean, that happens in every parade.
Yeah, every parade people cross the street.
I mean, it completely cuts cities in half, and if you have to get somewhere, or, you know, your friends are across the street or something, I don't know that it's necessarily people thinking. I mean, no one thinks that they're going to get hit by a parade float and run over.
Right.
It's just if you don't expect there to be a hitch in the middle, then it would be pretty easy to trip over.
Yeah. And this was also at night, and so people, you know, it's not well lit, and people couldn't see. So that's another part of the problem.
Yeah. Some names in the news, people passing away. B. Smith, one of the country's first high-profile black models, who went on to become an author, a restaurateur, lifestyle maven, passed away at the age of 70. She had Alzheimer's. I remember interviewing her 20 or so. I don't know why, because I've probably interviewed 15, 16, 17,000 people in my radio career, and I don't know, you know, sometimes people stand out. She does, for some reason or another, and I'm trying to remember why. I was actually on the air in Baltimore, I thought, if I remember correctly, and she was there for something, Kara. I'm not sure that she didn't live there, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. No, they lived in Long Island, according to this, but it was some reason. Anyway, not important to
the
story.
She may have had a restaurant. I know she had a restaurant in D.C.,
She said she had a lot to say about society, and I think that's why I wanted to talk to her. She was pretty serious about that stuff. Anyway, her husband said she passed away. Going back over her career as a model, she went on to host She did a syndicated television program called B. Smith with Style. It was about decorating and cooking, one of the first ones along that line, I think. She had three restaurants, all called B. Smith. She wrote three cookbooks, launched several lines of home goods, including lines of Bed Bath & Beyond, Lazy Boy, and Walmart. She had been diagnosed 7 years ago with Alzheimer's. She opened up about living with the disease in a book called Before I Forget, Love, Hope, and Help and Acceptance in Our Fight Against Alzheimer's. And so she and her husband used the platform to raise awareness for the problems, certainly in the black community. I don't know that you hear too much. This brings it around to focusing on. I don't know that I've heard too many stories about black people getting Alzheimer's. Have you, either of you? I don't know that.
Well, I don't know anyone personally who's had it, but I think obviously if they're trying to raise awareness for the fact that more black women get Alzheimer's than any other demographic, then
that's certainly something
that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. Blacks are 2 to 3 times more likely to have Alzheimer's. I didn't know that either. And certainly it does drive people into poverty, that's for sure. So that's very interesting news. And I don't know whether this has been Black History Month. There are a lot of things that focus on stories like this during the month of February. But that's something I did not know. So here's the story with those of you who have been to the Hair Club for Men. The guy that was so identified with Hair Club for Men, Cy Sperling, passed away. He's 78 years old. Remember his tagline? I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client. And it was that, when you look at it was a terrible weave. He looked awful. But he sold a lot of those weaves, man. Made a lot of money. He's been sick for quite a long time. He retired in 2000. He ran, it's a more or less a hair restoration company. Founded back in the 70s. In the early 80s, executives wanted to air a TV commercial. They went with a standard person, you know, okay, I'm the spokesperson. But then they decided to have a spot that was less professional looking, with Sperling telling viewers, I'm not only the hair club president, but I'm a client. And it worked. It stuck. It really did. In the first month after the spot aired, Hair Club got 10,000 phone calls. In addition to leading and advertising for Hair Club for Men, he also hosted a radio show called How to Succeed in Business. And he lectured on being an entrepreneur, that sort of thing. I remember talking to him on the air a few times. Pretty interesting. You talk about the quintessential New Yorker, Victoria. He was, you talk with Bloomberg and Trump being, this guy was a New Yorker through and through and through. And I always thought, you know, the idea of having a hair replacement system that works is not to call attention to the fact that you have a hair replacement system. And I always thought Hair Club for Men, the weaves that they would weave into your... I could never understand, you know, they show people jumping into pools and, oh, look, my hair is still there, which you couldn't do with a toupee. But, you know, there are very few people who have really good, really good hair pieces. I always say Shatner's is the best. And it is. His hair piece is fabulous. But
Doesn't he just have plugs at this point?
No. Well, no, he's got a hairpiece. But, you know, plugs are easy enough to get these days. Pretty expensive, but they're easy enough to get. I'll never forget being in a restaurant. I was in a restaurant, but I'd had the Today Show, the weatherman.
Al Roker?
No, before him. The big hairy guy. Where's the name went right out of my head?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Everybody knows him.
I know Al Roker.
No, this is Today's Show weatherman. He was actually the most famous.
I think Willard Scott, but if that's who you're thinking Willard of, Scott. I've never even heard of him before.
Really?
Yeah. So Victoria probably doesn't know him either.
Oh my God. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Willard Scott and I. A friend of his had been inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, and we had dinner after that. And then I had him on my program the next morning, and we were teasing about his hair. So he took his toupee off, and he threw it at me. I'll never forget that. He was a funny bugger. He's still alive. Funny bugger. Funny, funny guy. All right, let's say in a moment I want to talk about this opioid settlement and what people are saying. At this point, this is an outrage, man. This is an outrage. More on this coming up in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. 43 and change after the
hour. Around the world are working to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., the CDC is looking to companies to provide better, faster testing for the virus. Joshua Trotta of Thermo Fisher Scientific.
Thermo Fisher has been looked at as a global manufacturer and supplier to groups around the world, H1N1, SARS, MERS. Thermo Fisher has worked with the CDC for many years, so we enable them with the right tools for them to develop tests.
Tools like Thermo Fisher Scientific's Quant Studio that can test for the coronavirus by nasal or cheek swab. Unlike old methods that use cultures and take 3 to 5 days, this machine can produce results much faster.
So the test only takes about 2.5 hours. It will accelerate people's ability to rapidly identify patients that have the coronavirus, and then to also identify, equally importantly, people that don't have the coronavirus.
Trotta says quick detection is the best defense against spreading the disease. For more, go to thermofisher.com.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are at 46 and change after the hour. I want to sort of just, I like stuff like this where it is so obvious that there's, there's two people in one body. The this guy's a big Major League Baseball player named Madison Bumgarner. You know who he is? Plays for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay. So this past weekend, apparently he was recognized on the rodeo circuit. Nobody paid much attention. You know, you get the hats on. You can't really see who's under the hat. But there was a story about him competing as a rodeo roper and performer as Mason Saunders, which is apparently a combination of his, somebody in his family and his wife, his wife's maiden name, whatever it is. But I thought it was kind of interesting that he would go to such lengths. There are a lot of people who have been big baseball players or football players that have also played in other sports, but for whatever the reason, he didn't. Maybe it's his insurance as much as anything else. You know, they, these teams carry a hell of a lot of insurance on these guys. And he's a three-time World Series champion. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm now that his cover has been blown, I wonder if his team is going to tell him, all right,
that's
no more.
I'm telling, yeah. That's yeah. Because yeah, no, that's dangerous stuff. Dangerous stuff. Anyway, so that's kind of a cute thing. The settlement of these opioid cases that we've been talking about off and on, the opioid problems, the number of people who are suffering because they got hooked on opioids. So now we had, what, 5-6 months ago, there was an announcement of a settlement with the drug companies that have been responsible for all of this stuff. And because there's so many lawsuits, the fact is that the money the drug companies will pay to compensate people and communities is going to be far less, much less than what was completely, or there was earlier on envisioned. Lawyers on all sides have been stepping up efforts to reach an agreement before the start of a trial next month in New York, bringing all these companies together. The plaintiff's lawyers now believe the payout from dozens of opioid makers and distributors and retailers will be half of what the big tobacco companies agreed to pay 20 years ago in the settlement that went to people who were sick because they smoked. This is much worse than that. The settlement in 1998 was $206 billion that they paid out. And so this final amount is supposedly half of that, $100 billion. How many people's lives, wasn't it like 70,000 or so? How many people have been dying of opioid poisoning in the last 4 or 5 years? It's in the tens of thousands, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think these companies get away with so much. You know, the Sackler family, who they're
Johnson
the ones, Purdue
Johnson.
Pharma.
Purdue
Pharma, yeah. They're all in New York, and they've been just siphoning money by the billions out of their company so that they wouldn't have to pay anybody else whose lives they basically manufactured to ruin. So, I don't know. It's pathetic. It really is.
I'd like to know who has a seat at the table here. Lawyers and how are they getting away with all of this stuff. I really want to know how they're getting away with it because this is an outrage. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Normally Tommy the K from the Money Pit is here, but he's doing something with the Boy Scouts, and I can't remember what it is because they're a big Boy Scout. At any rate,
he's moving his daughter into college.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Into college. No, that's right, too. You're right. Yep. Starting the second semester in a different college. So, in place of that, I'm going to do some business stories that are of consequence here with the ladies. First one has to do with the future of Victoria's Secret. Apparently the CEO of L Brands, which owns Victoria's Secret, is stepping down. He's selling 55% of his stake in Victoria's Secret to a private equity company for $525 million. So he still has a 45% stake in the brand. But what's happened here, ladies, over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, Victoria's Secret, their lingerie, their beauty stuff, it's gone the way of the wind. Why?
Well, it's just there's so many other companies out there. Rihanna came out with a new company that sells underwear and makeup and all these different things. And there's just so many more companies that actually have diversity and different sizes and just things that more women want now. And Victoria's Secret has just kind of always stayed in the same box. They have their fashion show where everyone is like a size -1. They, you know, their bra sizes don't go up that high. Yeah, right. They used to sell bathing suits. They stopped selling those. And so it just kind of, they've stayed in the same lane and they've never, I don't know, gotten any better. They've never advanced and they're just there's way too much competition. And also,
well, there used to be a TV show and the, and this guy's a pig.
Well, he's a pig. There's so many other things that have come out about him saying stuff about women.
Right.
And
you talk about an NDA.
There. Yeah.
This guy.
Well, the models were sexually harassed, and then, you know, some of the models are not just Victoria's Secret models. They're, you know, big supermodels like Bella Hadid. Yeah. And, you know, she came out, and there was a New York Times expose on all this, and the two guys in charge are just absolute disgusting pigs. Yeah. And they were friends with Jeffrey Epstein, and Jeffrey Epstein would lure young models in saying he was a recruiter for Victoria's Secret, which he never was. Yeah. So it's the whole thing. And,
great.
You know, and even women who worked, like, in the marketing department, had incredible stories of sexual harassment that they had to deal with during the day, you know, during their regular work day, and they weren't even models. So it's from the top down. This whole company just had its head up its butt, and I'm not surprised that this is where we are now in 2020. You know, they've made statements saying that they would never have a transgender model, that they would never have a plus size model in the show, and then the show got canceled because the ratings have just tanked over the last few years. No one cares about it anymore.
Not reality anymore.
Nope.
Some other business news in a moment. Today, only half of Americans have access to workplace retirement plans. Congress is going to help to change that. It's America Saves Week, and Andy Solomon has the story for you.
New legislation makes it easier for small employers to offer retirement plans to their workers, and today's retirement plans increasingly provide simple ways to help employees save for emergencies, too. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
Many employers now offer emergency savings features designed to help build a safety net that can be easily accessed within a retirement plan. So increasing access to retirement plans also promotes saving for short-term and unexpected needs.
Tools like this help you simultaneously manage daily expenses, anticipate the unexpected, and plan for the future. See if your employer offers an emergency savings option, which allocates a portion of your 401k funds to be accessed when you need them.
We know that 4 out of 10 Americans have trouble paying an unexpected $400 bill, but saving even a few dollars each week adds up and provides a much-needed cushion. Talk to your employer about what options are available and how they can help.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
There's a survey out, you guys will love this, of millennial men who say they are 100% for gender equality. There were two facets to this survey. One, gender equality at work, and what do you do at home? The picture at home, not quite the same as the picture at work. Okay, well, my wife can do this, and girlfriend can do that. I don't want to do it.
You know, I think that's actually true, though, because most of the women my age who are either in long-term relationships or married, the guys do a lot of the cooking. They both do cleaning. I mean, I don't know if it's exactly equal, but it seems to be, I mean, both people work, both people come home and do things, so it seems to be a bit more equal than at least with most of our parents, yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, in France, there's a new law going into effect that will make all public buildings made at least of 50% wood. The reason is they don't want to be using up there, thinking about the environment, less wood and more things like hemp or straw in the making of buildings. That's pretty interesting. Timber construction around the world, is it sustainable? A lot of people think it isn't because of the use now as the population explodes, using more and more wood to build things, construct things. This is something that trying to find composites and things that will be carbon neutral. I thought that was a pretty interesting story. I think all of them are. That's why we're telling the stories, because we think they're in.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.